to fall asleep. There was so much on my mind, searching for that peace, but the peace I could not find. So then I kneeled down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stopped worrying,
soon as I stopped worrying,
worrying how the story ends,
when I let go,
when I let go,
and I
let God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things,
that's
start,
when
happening.
Start happening. When I stopped looking at back then,
when I let go,
when I let go,
when I let God,
let God,
let him
have his way.
There's so much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I had to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I had to know if I put it in your hands, that everything will be alright.
As soon as I stopped worrying,
as soon as I stopped worrying,
worrying how the story ends,
I can let go.
I let go in my
life. I can let God, let him have,
let God have his way
back.
That's when things start happening.
Things start happening.
I stopped looking at back.
Oh, when I let go.
I let go.
When I let God,
God,
let him have. Let God, let go, and let God, let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God, oh, let go. Just let God.
Let God.
He can handle it all. Yes, he can.
Let go.
Let God.
Let God.
With tears in your eyes.
Let
just let God.
Let God.
He feels your pain. And he knows your heart. He knows your issues. He knows your struggles.
Let
so let go.
Let go.
And let God.
Soon as.
Soon as I stop worrying.
Alright, y'all, it is now time for today's devotion by Joyce Meyer Ministries. Today's devotion is titled, You Have Value. This is adapted from the resource, Wake Up to the Word by Joyce Meyer. worth, that property or properties of a thing that render it useful or estimable. The fact that God sent his only beloved son to die a painful death to buy our freedom assigns tremendous value to us and lets us know God loves us immensely. The Bible says we are bought with a price. We are bought a price that is precious, the blood of Jesus. He paid for all of our sins, secured our justification, made our account with God balanced, and absolved us from all guilt. Jesus is our substitute. He stood in our place, taking the punishment that we deserved, and freely gave us what he deserves, every kind of blessing. So the next time you feel you have no value, remember all that Jesus has done out of his great love for you. He gave everything to be in a relationship with you because you're everything to him. The prayer starter for this is, Father, thank you for paying such a high price for my freedom. When I forget that or start to feel worthless, please help me remember your love for me in Jesus' name. Amen. So know at all times God loves you. He believes that you're worthy. You know, some people say, when you say believe, say no. Okay, well, believing is knowing. So believe, know, however you would like to word it. Know in your heart, in your mind, that you are worthy and that you have value. That yes, Jesus did die on the cross for us, for our sins. So when you feel less than, when you feel unworthy because of something you may have done, or maybe something you didn't do, maybe you were accused of something that you did not do. And you know the saying, I don't know if anyone's heard the saying, a hit dog a holler. Sometimes that's not always the case. Sometimes people are so fed up with being accused of things that they didn't do that they do start to holler out, because it's like, man, it's not true. So if you feel less than because of something that's not true, or you feel less than because of something that is true, but you're seeking forgiveness for it, know that God has already forgiven you. He just wants you to forgive yourself. All right, y'all. Next up are the announcements. After the announcements, I will come back with today's positive word, quote, and scripture of the day. So don't you go anywhere. I'll be back right after this.
St. Joseph's Candler Health System offers Johnny's Bridges to Hope program, a support group for families affected by mental illness, on the second Monday of each month. Group meetings are held from 3 to 4 p.m. at Candler Hospital. A licensed clinical social worker will meet with families seeking support in dealing with a mentally ill family member. More information is available at 912-819-8498.
What does it mean when we say that WRUU is a community radio station? It doesn't just mean that we invite the community to create programming, and it doesn't just mean that we are a voice for the community. It also means that we are counting on the community to keep us going, and you are the community. Almost all of our modest budget comes from small annual or monthly donations from listeners like you. You get to enjoy our community-focused programming because many others have stepped forward to do their part. Now do your part by joining our community of listener donors. Go to WRUU.org right now and make a one-time or monthly donation, and thank you for supporting Savannah's community radio station, 107.5 FM.
Georgia voters will determine the future of the United States Senate with a runoff election on January 5th, 2021 for both U.S. senators from the state of Georgia. Voting is easy to do and is critical to preserving our democracy. So you need to vote on or before January 5th, 2021. The fate of the nation is in your hands.
Hello, Radio Land. You are listening to WRUU LP, Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings Community Radio with Global Soul.
We all know that these are trying times for all of us, but there are quite a few of our friends and neighbors who have been particularly hard hit by the pandemic and business closures. And that's where the United Way of the Coastal Empire has been very helpful, offering support. But they cannot do it alone. The United Way of the Coastal Empire needs your help now more than ever, so they can feed, shelter, and provide other necessities for those who need it the most. If you donate, you will know that every dollar will go to helping your neighbors and their families. More information about the United Way of the Coastal Empire and making a donation can be found at www.uwce.org.
All right, y'all, welcome back. So, starting off with today's positive word. Today's positive word is sincere. The definition for sincere is basically to be genuine, but the correct definition is free from pretense or deceit, proceeding from genuine feelings. So, being honest, heartfelt, something that comes directly from your heart, wholehearted. So, let's be sincere about helping others. Let's be sincere about the things in our lives. Let's be sincere about our work, whether it's working for someone else or working for yourself. There should be sincerity. Today's scripture is coming from Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. So if someone gives you a word, if they tell you something that you've heard before and you say, man, that sounds like something, sounds like God is trying to tell me something. Well, if you believe that God has good things for you, go after it. Have that faith. You know, sometimes we'll say, no, that was a coincidence. No, that was God speaking to you. I have felt that way, that something was a coincidence, or it didn't seem that it was really for me. But then God brought it to my attention in a whole nother way through a whole nother person. What does that look like for you? Test the word. If you're still on edge about it, test the word. Ask God, you know, was that for me? The word that you're giving, show me, is that for me? Go to your Bible if you have to. But have faith in the voice that is within you. The good voice. The good voice is God guiding you. It's God talking to you. So don't second guess the good voice. God won't steer you in the wrong direction. Today's quote, y'all, I was torn in between which quote to actually share today, because I want to share them all. R.C. Blakes is such a great teacher, good pastor. He's not my pastor, but man, if I lived in New Orleans, I know that's the church that I would go to. You can find R.C. Blakes on YouTube. You can go to his website, rcblakes.com. And just to hear him teach people, I mean, his analogies, they're usually right on time for me. And one quote that he gave, actually, it probably wasn't even a quote. He normally just talks, so this was just him talking. But he said that you cannot rise to an eagle's perspective as long as you're continuing to hang out in a realm that is speaking pigeon language. He said that God gives all of us a dream. The man that the Lord told to rise at the Bethesda pool, he used this as an analogy of how God had given the man a dream. He had put in his perspective a dream. He had put within him a dream that no man can close a door on. He said that God will show us what it is that he has for us to do. But it's up to us to believe in it and to receive it. So if you want to dream and if you want to receive the things that God has for you, you must hear things differently to dream differently. He said that you can't have the same mindset on things. You can't say, oh, I want to do it this way, and think that it's going to work out when you know that your way has not been the best way. He said that Jesus wanted the man at the Bethesda pool to rise. He placed something in his conscience for the man to dream. This man had sat at this pool for over 40 years without getting up. And he mentioned that when Jesus first went to the man and asked him, did he want to be made whole again? He kept mentioning how other people hadn't helped him or how other people had blocked him from getting in the pool. He wasn't able to get up. He basically didn't answer the question. The question was, do you want to be healed? Do you want to be made whole? So have you reached out to God about something that you want, but you're still making excuses as to why it can't happen? You said, well, God, I want this. Lord, I want that. But you still continue to make excuses as to why it hasn't happened. Has someone asked you of something that you may have been dreaming of? If someone came to you and said, hey, I can help you with this, this, and this. How can I help you? And then you start off saying, well, no one has helped me do this, this, and that. That's not what we should be focused on. If someone is there to help us, we should focus on, yes, I do want this help. Yes, this is what I need. Let's not get so caught up into the things that have happened in the past that we can't even focus on the good that is yet to come. He said that some of us have been impacted by negative people and their unfaithful ways. So this is why he mentioned you cannot rise to an eagle's perspective as long as you are continuing to hang out in a realm that is speaking pigeon language. So if you have naysayers, if you have negative people that are in your ear and they're at one specific level, how can you possibly rise to the level that God has for you Because you're continuously being brought down by the negative people that may not believe the way that you believe. They may not have the faith that you have. But if you're hearing this morning, or whenever you go back to listen, you may go back to listen to the recording afterwards. It's time to rise. Jesus said it's time to rise. So dream your dream. Believe in the things that God put on your heart. Believe that they're for you. Not the negative things, but the good things. Why are we so quick to take ownership to the negative things and so quick to believe negative things, but we don't like to believe the good things? Don't be the first one to speak down on yourself. And yeah, we can say all day it's easier said than done. Well, guess what? It's time to break some cycles, y'all. When will enough be enough? Ask yourself, for whatever it is that has been holding you back, when will enough be enough? People don't try to go after their dreams because they let their self-identity keep them from believing that it was possible to do. 90% of the world, maybe more percentage than that, does not go after what they want to do in life, what they really, really, truly want to do, because they talk themselves out of it. It's not because God didn't say, it's not because God said, oh, you can't do this, or no, my child, you can't have that. He never said that. He wants us to go after it, but we have to have faith. We have to believe in it. We have to stop saying, oh, well, my mother did this, or my father did that, or my siblings do this. Or I watched my grandmother or my grandfather do this, so this is why I'm like that. No. We must say, no, I'm going to be better. I can be better than my mother and my father. I can be better than anyone in my family that has continued this cycle of whatever it is in your family, the continuous cycle, whatever that continuous cycle has been, whether it's been poverty. R.C. Blake spoke on family poverty. And he said, usually poverty comes from an individual. Yes, it can come from cycles being brought through the family. Maybe the great grandmother spent a certain way. So then the grandmother spent a certain way. So then the mother spent a way. And instead of the child taking upon themselves to work on the things that they saw they didn't like in their family, they went on with the cycle. So they didn't dream their dream because they said, well, if this didn't happen for my family, then I don't know how it's going to happen for me. That's the enemy talking. And we have to say, no, I deserve more. I deserve better. I don't have to use what my family has done as a crutch for myself. I have noticed certain things within my family, but that doesn't mean that I have to continuously act a certain way because I notice it within my family. I don't have to say, oh, I've been like this for years. Because it may be true that I've been like this for years, but there's always a chance to change. Always a chance to change for the better. R.C. Blakes also mentioned that so many of us would rather stick to the familiar things than to really live. We rather do the things that feel good to us, that we know that we can accomplish. The things, you know, that no one really wants to do. No one really wants to break that cycle. No one really wants to, you know, step out on a limb because they don't want to hear the naysayers. They don't want to hear that. So they just say, oh, I'll just settle for this. They don't want to hear, are you sure you can do that? Do you really think you have the power to do that? Yes, because God has given you the power to do so. So go after it. I am encouraging you this morning to go after it. Whatever God has placed on your heart to do, go after it. Whatever dream he's placed in your heart, you're not too old. People always say, oh, I'm getting old. And I get, man, y'all, I really get tired of hearing millennials say I'm old. Come on now. Are you really starting that mindset at such a young age? There are some 60, 70-year-olds that don't even say I'm old. They say I'm aging. I'm aging with grace. I'm aging with love. Being old is a mindset. That's a mindset that you can talk yourself into. You can say, oh, I'm too old to do this. But then you don't think you're too old to do something else. You're not too old. So let's stop saying that. Even to the 60 and 70 year olds, quit saying, oh, I'm too old to go to the park and swing on the swing. No, you're not. Bring out that little kid again. It's time to rise. Let's stop having limited beliefs. R.C. Blake said that when you know you can do something that is familiar, there is no challenge. But the best things come out of believing that you can make it happen. Look back on some things that you said, oh no, I'm gonna make this happen. And you may have been trying to prove someone else wrong. This time, do it for you and God. But when you break a cycle, put it in your mind that the cycle ends with me. That it's not going to continue through generations. It ends right here. The things you go through, no one that is connected to you should have to go through it. So the cycle ends with me. Just say that. It ends with me. Thank the Lord in advance for helping you break the cycles in your family. And bring forth a new way of thinking. So y'all, let's break those cycles. Let's dream different. In order to dream different, y'all, we have to hear different. Let's take into consideration what people are saying. Sometimes we may not want to hear it. There's advice given to me that sometimes I may not want to hear. But then I have to go back and say, okay, Lord, how can that benefit me? Will that help me? Am I hearing it wrong? But let's change our perspective and let's dare to dream. Let's not be daredevils for the wrong things, but let's dare to dream. And believe that you can make it happen. Don't let the naysayers tell you that you are incapable of overcoming, because only God knows. And the Lord would never send anyone to tell you that you're incapable. So if you believe that there was someone in your life that was good to you, and then they say that you're incapable, pray about it. Pray for them. Either they didn't know any better and they didn't mean any harm, or they really didn't have your best interests at heart. Either way, pray about it. Give it to God. But y'all, it's time to dream. It's time to rise up. The next song I have for y'all this morning is Smile On by Isaiah Katumwa. I want to thank y'all for tuning in with me today. I'm Jessica Williams, and thank you for tuning in to Zeal Real, where we help ourselves to form more positive thoughts, to eliminate negative thinking, mixing some jazz, gospel, and R&B in between. Y'all have a wonderful, blessed day. Remember, it's time to rise. Let's rise up and let's dare to dream. I love y'all. Until tomorrow, peace.